been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases. Get the facts at pestworld.org.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, sometimes we need proof that God is really out there. And in our nation's capital, we had a great example of that, proving once again that there, yes, there is a God. And gentleman Jim Dallas has the story for us. What you got?
Well, this is very interesting here, Kevin, because in our nation's capital, in Washington, D.C., back in October, the city council there voted 12 to 1 to advance a bill which would allow foreign nationals, people who are here illegally, to vote in local municipal elections. They voted 12 to 1 on the D.C. council. Now, there's about 50,000 foreign nationals in Washington, D.C. We don't know the exact number. Who knows? It might be more than that. But the bottom line here is the House Republicans, with the help of 42 House Democrats. I should say only 42.
How many? That's still great, though.
Yeah. 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 All of the House Republicans and 42 House Democrats voted to stop Washington, D.C. from disenfranchising American citizens on purpose. And this has gone through how many layers of government until the House Republicans, with the help of some 42 Democrats out of, what, 200?
Yeah.
That's a disturbing percentage, if you ask me, because that disenfranchises American citizens who want to vote in D.C.
Well, and assuming, and I can only assume, that the Republicans stick together. I mean, they don't have much of a majority, like a four-vote majority or whatever it is. I think it's great that they had 42 Democrats that were like-minded. Way to go. There is a God.
Percentage-wise, though, out of what, 200 and whatever it is, 200 and change,
yeah,
42 of them.
That's still
about 20%, a little over 20% that voted for it.
I bet you there weren't any. I bet you there weren't any Republicans
that voted against it. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I think it's there is a God. Stay with us. Coming up, more reaction to the State of the Union on Tuesday. We'll get to that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Hey,
Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip,
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Pentagon shot down an unknown object flying in U.S. airspace off the coast of Alaska on Friday on orders from President Biden. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says U.S. officials assessed that the object was unmanned, but they have a lot of unanswered questions.
We're calling this an object because that's the best description we have right now. We do not know who owns it, whether it's state-owned or corporate-owned or privately owned. We just don't know.
The development comes after the U.S. shot down a suspected Chinese spy balloon on Saturday. The FBI searched former Vice President Mike Pence's Indiana home today as part of a classified records investigation. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The search by federal investigators was described as consensual and came after an extensive back and forth between Pence's legal team and the FBI. That's according to two people familiar with the search. Last month, documents with classified markings were discovered at the former vice president's residence and turned over. Pence has said he was unaware of the document's existence, has taken full responsibility for the error, and has pledged to cooperate with any investigation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Pence advisor Devin O'Malley said the Department of Justice completed a thorough and unrestricted search of 5 hours and removed one document with classified markings and six additional pages without such markings. A shortage of pilots is limiting the number of flights that airlines can operate, which can cause problems during peak travel periods. The problem is most severe at small regional airlines, but it could spread to the major carriers. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was up by 169 points, the Nasdaq dropped 71, the S&P up by 9, oil up at 79.72 a barrel. More at townhall.com.
And it's Prager here. Sue and I mean it. Dogs are part of our family. We love Otto and Snoopy so much. There's nothing quite like their loyal companionship. So we provide them with Rough Greens. In fact, I just talked to my wife about it because we want them to be healthy and we want them to be with us as long as possible. That's true. I know Sebastian Gorka feels the same way.
The Pragers and I couldn't agree more. Our pups, Killian and Leia, rely on us to provide what's best for them. And naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black has packed Rough Greens full of vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes, omega oils, and more that supplement their food in a way that has shown us great results. Trying out Rough Greens is an easy yes, recommended by me, Dr. G.
Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black here, and I'm so proud that the Pragers and Sebastian Gorka have entrusted their dog's health to Rough Greens. I'm so confident that Rough Greens can help your dog, I'm offering you a free Jumpstart trial bag. Just cover the shipping. Yes. Your dog's food is dead food, but you can bring it back to life with Rough Greens. Go to our...
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies.
Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
It's 204. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The 50th state is not showing much aloha for Las Vegas these days, as a Hawaii Senate committee has approved a bill which would ban casino advertising in the state. The Senate's Committee on Commerce and Consumer Protection voted 3-1 to forward Senate Bill 935 to the full Senate. The vote came after just 15 minutes of testimony, which included recommendations to kill the measure due to fears it would not hold up to a constitutional challenge. Hawaii is just one of two states with no legalized gambling or a statewide lottery. Las Vegas Councilwoman Victoria Seaman wants to be the city's next mayor. Seaman, who has been on the council since 2019, wants to replace Mayor Carolyn Goodman, who was termed out and cannot run for re-election in 2024. Seaman says her top priorities are public safety, economic diversity, and bringing first-class medical facilities to Las Vegas. Seaman joins three others, which have already announced for the race, including former Nevada Congresswoman Shelley Berkeley. Now, she will be on Live and Local at the bottom of the hour, a little after 2:30. Listen to that interview with Kevin Wall in just a few minutes. Going to be around 60 today, 40 tonight. It's 57 right now.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Got a few crashes to look out for on the surface streets right now. Got an injury incident, westbound Bonanza, that's at Rancho. Watch for a fender bender crash, eastbound Wyoming, that's at Lamb. And an incident on the west side, westbound Rochelle at Grand Canyon.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, live and local for a Friday, the Friday before Super Bowl Sunday, and we're going to be having prop bets. We'll be talking prop bets a little bit later on. Also, you'll hear from Victoria Seaman, who has announced as a candidate for mayor of the city of Las Vegas. We are still gauging reaction to Tuesday's State of the Union. It was a raucous affair, and unlike really any State of the Union that I've seen in recent memory. Joining us now is Alan Sanders. He's an attorney, a former Time Magazine senior reporter, and the professor emeritus for political science at St. Peter's University. Alan, I know this is not your first political rodeo. Tell me what you thought about Tuesday night.
Well, as you've pointed out, it was certainly a raucous event, the most raucous event of its kind that we've seen historically. Now, it's not the first time, that audience members have yelled out at the president, whoever he was, at the rostrum. But this was a rather sustained and constant attempt throughout the speech. My view of it is I think that it doesn't really help. Hecklers don't really do well with public opinion. People don't react well to that. It's rude, it's disruptive, it's undisciplined, and it doesn't help the brand of the party that's doing it. So I think pretty much Biden came out ahead of that. You know, he delivered a pretty standard classic Biden speech, one heavy on bipartisanship where there was bipartisanship, one heavy on empathy where he could stress empathy with the plight of middle-class Americans and minorities, and feisty, an element that is also a part of the Biden classic political speech. And so he was feisty where he needed to be. So I think from Biden's point of view and from the Democrats' point of view, it was a very successful speech. From the Republican point of view, I think it was problematic, and I think you hear that in the hallways of Republican legislators, that they're not sure whether this played very well, and I think probably it did not for most Americans.
Was it truthful? We know that Marjorie Taylor Greene and others were yelling, liar, liar. Was it truthful, or did the fact checkers have to work overtime?
Well, look, every president exaggerates, you know, his achievements and exaggerates the foibles of the other party. So, you know, if you want to take account of that, it's kind of a losing proposition. I mean, Trump exaggerated and lied, and Biden exaggerated as well, and he may have lied. I haven't followed the ins and outs. But the point is, what this is all about is it's really laying out a political agenda, what the president hopes to achieve. And in the context of the last speech, it was also a political speech in terms of running for re-election. You heard many, many times throughout the speech Biden say, we have to finish the job. Well, that certainly sounds like a re-election slogan. So this is the kind of thing that happens. It's a ritual of democracy. It's an important ritual of democracy because you get to see the behavior of the president and you get to see the behavior of the legislators. And as I pointed out, I think Biden probably showed the best behavior, the classic Biden that people like, if you like Biden. And unfortunately, I think the Republicans showed the darker side of their party, and I don't think it played well.
I'm curious what you thought. I mean, obviously, you think that there was a subtle, maybe a not so subtle now that I think of it, announcement of running for re-election. But why is he waiting? We're now being told it'll be sometime in the spring before Biden announces whether or not he's wink, wink, nod, nod, running for president again. Any idea why he's waiting? I mean, why not jump into it now?
He's waiting because he doesn't have to announce now. Look, you know, people forget you hold elections, and then after that, there needs to be governance. We've gotten used to this sort of permanent campaign, which doesn't help governance at all and doesn't help the country bring itself together. So, you know, you have elections, you have the partisanship and the disputes and all that, and then there should be, as there used to be, a period of governance where the parties come together and stop campaigning against each other. Unfortunately, we're now in a permanent campaign phase. As soon as one election is over, everybody's already plotting and planning and strategizing for the next election, rather than planning and plotting and strategizing about what the voters said and how they want governance to proceed. So why is he waiting? Because he doesn't need to announce right now. There's no point in announcing right now. And also, there's a practical side to it. The practical side is that once you announce, then all kinds of financial regulations come into being. And there's, you know, that sort of limits what you can do and the kind of fundraising you can have. So there's the practical side. But the real question is, why do we need to start a campaign now? What's the point? Shouldn't we be governing? The new Congress has just come into session, and the point of it is that let's get the job done of governing rather than campaigning for the next election.
I know a lot of people, really up until the announcement, you know, in the State of the Union, the unannounced announcement that he is essentially running for re-election, there are a lot of people that were waiting in the wings, Cory Booker and maybe Bernie and maybe Elizabeth Warren and God knows who all, that they're all waiting in the wings, making sure that they're first in line after Joe Biden. Kamala Harris is one that comes to mind. What do they do now?
Well, I think you wait. I mean, look, both parties have people in waiting okay? You have people in waiting on the Republican side. You have people in waiting on the Democratic side. You know, although I just said you need to govern, and this is a time to govern, nonetheless, there are people who have ambitions and who strategize behind the scenes. So the Democrats certainly have their bunch. The Republicans certainly have their bunch. My particular view of the matter is that whoever comes after Biden, that is to say, once people understand that Biden is not running, whether he announces he's not running or whether he is in the second term, you know, a couple of years from now and can't run again, my view is that probably take a look at the governors. Certainly on the Republican side right now, there's a governor that's standing out, Mr. DeSantis. I think on the Democratic side, expect to see governors rather than senators and legislators. Now, the vice president, you know, Vice President Harris certainly would be an important contender here, too. So I don't mean to rule her out. But if you're looking outside of the Washington Beltway, I think a good thing to do is to keep an eye on some Democratic governors as well as some Republican governors.
Glenn Youngkin and people like that.
Right.
What does the polling tell you about where we are as a nation, other than the fact that obviously we are really, really divided?
Well, I think right now we're kind of at an inflection point. I think people don't like the way the country is going, where it's going, but I'm not sure they know where the country is going. And so I think that's the general feeling, that we're kind of rudderless at the moment because of the split, the heavy political split that we're experiencing. You know, I think that's the general mood of the country. That's why you don't see Republicans or Democrats really getting a feel and a very positive polling. I mean, you know, you can always say one party or one person is up ahead of the other. But if you really take a look at the polling, it's pretty much an even split. It just depends on how the question is posed. So I think really we're kind of feeling that we're a little bit rudderless right now. And that's kind of the feeling around the country.
In the run-up to the State of the Union, there was I saw a couple of stories. Even CNN sent somebody out to Wisconsin or someplace and asking about, is Biden too old to run? 82 on Election Day, 86 at the end of his next term. What do you think about ageism? And is it going to play in this election in 24?
Well, sure. I think it is going to play. I mean, I think that's why you see so many Democrats sort of being a little nervous. I think they like Biden, and they like the accomplishments of the first 2 years. And if he were, let's say, 70 years old or 60 years old, I don't think you'd have any doubts in the Democratic Party about whether the vice president, or I should say the president, President Biden, should run for reelection. I think the kind of uncomfortableness is the fact that he is an elderly gentleman. Now, look, we know of many people who are in their 80s who have their full wits about them. I would say Mr. Biden also has his full wits about him, regardless of what his opponents say. But, you know, you always have that doubt in the mind as how long can you keep going? There are also lots of 80-year-olds, you know, that have decided, no, this is not the time when I can play and run at full speed. Mr. Biden thinks he can, apparently. So we'll have to wait and see. But that's clearly the issue. That's clearly the issue for the Democrats. Will Biden be, shall we say, young enough to go for a full second term?
Will anybody, and if you know who it is, tell me who it is, who is willing to be the first to jump out of line, to end up actually challenging in a primary the president, a sitting president of the United States?
My guess is there won't be anybody if Biden really actually decides to run, because it doesn't work well. The record is quite clear. When you've got somebody challenging an incumbent president from the same party, it doesn't go well for the party or the sitting president. The last time on the Democratic side that we had that involved, if I remember correctly, Senator Kennedy launching a primary campaign against Jimmy Carter, and it didn't play well. We also had a similar example on the Democratic side with Lyndon Johnson, people scrambling to challenge Johnson. Again, it didn't go well for the Democrats. So, I think the record is quite clear. It also didn't go well. I mean, although she wasn't an incumbent, you had Hillary Clinton, but she behaved as if she was an incumbent, that is to say, as the heir apparent to the Clinton administration. You had Bernie Sanders challenging her, and again, it didn't go well. for Democrats. So I think on the Democratic side, they understand that this doesn't work. And so if the incumbent Democratic president decides to run again, I think you won't see much of a challenge from anyone.
Alan, great to have you on. I really appreciate it. Hope you have a great Super Bowl weekend. And I know that we'll be talking again soon. If folks want to reach out to you, if they want to find out what you're writing about, what you're doing in media, where can they go?
Well, I think you can check the St. Peter's University website and try to reach me through their phone number there, and they'll give you my email, my St. Peter's email, and I'll be happy to chat with anybody who wants to chat with me.
Alan, great to have you on. Thank you so much, man. Have a great weekend.
You too. Take care.
There you Bye-bye. Go. Alan Sanders joining us, the attorney and former Time Magazine senior reporter who knows a lot about political science and politics. Stay where you are. Coming up, what are the prop bets that you'll be able to make money on this weekend? Super Bowl 57. It's Sunday. And by the way, the next one after that is here. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMCQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? I promise never to take more money than you.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Liuna proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. We are at war with an invisible enemy that impacts us all, especially here in Las Vegas. I'm talking about electromagnetic waves, EMFs from our phones and electronics, smart meters, Wi-Fi, and especially the new, more powerful 5G. If you're experiencing immune challenges, sleeplessness, headaches, muscle aches, weight gain, or just feel extra stress, it could be your body's natural reaction when it feels under attack. Your solution is Life Armor, a 30-year proven health technology that powers up your body's natural defenses from harmful waves, EMF, Wi-Fi, and 5G. It's like your own personal force field. The results are immediate. Life Armor improves your physical and mental performance instantly. Go to lifearmor.us. Check out their wearable protective accessories. I wear their bracelet and pendant. Life Armor offers a 100% money-back guarantee and a 20-year warranty. Protect yourself and your family. Go to lifearmor.us. Use code WAR and save 20%. Lifearmor.us.
My Auto Service, serving Las Vegas since 2009. The Lodge family's offering $14.95 smog checks and synthetic blend oil changes. Call 702-242-5432. Let our friendly staff know you're friends of the Lodge family. My Auto Service.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
A year from tomorrow,